I wonder what his face looks like, and if I would even recognize him, if I ever saw it. Chapter 2. I stopped first at the bar and then rushed in a frenzy to the farmhouse. My mother had thankfully not yet left to chop firewood. One look at my face and she was on her feet. I explained on the way, telling her that I'd found a feverish man passed out by the river, a stranger. Our closest neighbors were miles away, and I'd met all of them at least once. He was not of their ilk. We risked riding Vine for better speed, though she made our lanterns sway violently and shied away from every shadow, the silence bothering her even more than it did me. I slid off when we reached the river, searching frantically. For a moment, I feared the man had slipped into the river or moved just enough that I'd never find him. But I followed the current, and there he lay, just as I'd left him. Anira ran up beside me, panting, and wailed, "That is a lot of man!" We tried again to rouse him. It would be so much easier if he could mount Vine himself. My mother cupped handfuls of water and doused his face. I shook him, shouted at him, but he didn't stir. The only movement was the expanding of his ribcage with each slow breath. "He's so warm," Inira remarked once we determined we had to move him on our own. "Too warm. He won't live through the night." "We must try." I gripped him under one arm, my mother took the other, and we heaved. He certainly was a lot of man. We lugged him mere inches at a time, dragging his feet from the river. Anira coaxed Vine to relax while I muttered things like, "I wish you'd wasted away a little with this fever," to the poor soul who was heavy as a cow. I'm not sure how long it took us to finally get him onto Vine's back. Anira had to make the poor mare kneel, but the night had never felt longer. My shoulders and arms tremored with the effort. The way home was a little easier. "What is this?" Kata crowed when we brought Vine right up to the door. She was a plow horse, thickly built, so we couldn't lead her into the house. I slid the stranger off her back, and his weight brought me to my knees. My mother quickly shuffled around to his other side to lighten the load. "Found him, by the river." Awkwardly sidestepping into the kitchen, I avoided my grandmother's gaze and focused on keeping my back straight. My room was closest, so we stumbled into there and plopped the man onto my bed. Most of him made it. 5 years of farm work had done nothing to prepare me for this. Energy drained from my body, but I scooped up his legs and hefted them onto the mattress, too. My shoulders were hot where he had touched me, his fever seeping from his skin into mine. I wiped sweat from my brow. My mother hurried from the room, probably to get water, reminding me that I'd left the pails at the river. And Kata came in, holding a candle high. I gasped at the same time she inquired, "Who is he?" I didn't answer. My grandmother's candle was bright. Combined with the other little lights in the house, it gave me a good look at the man's face for the first time. It was mesmerizing, striking, like nothing I'd beheld before. His features were broad, almost regal, and strange as it may sound, there was a sort of lion-like quality to them. It had been no idle fancy of mine that his skin was gold. It lacked metallic shimmer, but it was so deeply gold, it made me wonder if his muscles, organs, and bones shared the same hue. His hair, which was unbound and shoulder length, was similar in color, with a few darker strands running through it. Loosely pleated fabric hung from his shoulders, pinned there with unmarked medallions. The folds draped over his chest, tied around his waist, split over wide pants. I had never beheld such a fashion before, but the truly odd part was the material. In my trance, I leaned forward to pinch it between my fingers. Definitely not cotton, wool, or linen. It was almost like organza, but it was too soft to be that either. My mind listed every material on this side of the Earth Mother, and none of them matched. But strangest of all, I felt a soft tugging in my mind, like I...